opportunity, you know, whatever you want. If you want to put sardines out there, you can. The existing people out there, they got single family stuff going on, they're not in rentals. If you, and that's what people are going to rent the nightly rental, they want to be in the woods, they want to be fine. You put a bunch of multifamily stuff out there, if it ever did happen, and it could happen, then that's going to affect that other man's business and anybody else out there. I'd like to see a two instead of three. That's what I'm asking.
That's not the proposal in front of us.
No. I'm just basically letting everybody know why I'm going to vote nay.
What is the process on replanting?
You're right, George. It's a blank check.
Well, yeah, that's kind of.
That was a question that was raised, is could they replat it?
So all the units historically that we've had plats come in are condominium. So it's only the structure. If they have, and I haven't seen a plat yet, well, yeah, I could, these. So if you see the structure that's there, they will plat only the structure. The timeshare deed is only for the structure. This that's outside of it, that's inside the lot, will go to HOA or some kind of a association. Now, the company may own this as a separate LLC until they, and they won't bring parts of it through. They might go around it. That's how Branson Canyon does. They'll take the structure and then they'll plat. So they're condominium. This will be condominium platted. So it'll all be replatted, because the structure will be its own deed, own legal description.
I guess my question is, those individual lots that we had already calculated weren't going to allow for the elevation.
Well, I was just giving you the size of the lot. And you
but, if they came in and replatted those four lots as an example, then they could
go up.
Do the up. They could build up. Could,
yeah.
Because they'd have more acreage.
I was only showing you the size of that lot in comparison to how many square feet and what size of building you could build in that area.
Right.
Dirt.
Right.
So I'll give you an example. The project I'm working on right now is right down this property right here. Okay. So in this area, which is the only buildable part right here, and that's even marginal. So they got to see this road, they got to relocate utilities, but they can get eight duplexes. That's all they can get in there.
So that gives you an idea of the scope.
That's a bigger acreage, so that's a bigger lot.
Yeah, but it's the accessibility. It's so limited. That's what I'm trying to say, is that road is on a ridge. That's why they, you see how the loop road isn't in the actual road right away?
Right, yeah.
That's because it was the easiest way to build it for the other developer. But in reality, they're going to have to relocate that road into that right-of-way so they can build their units, because that's a common element to all the condominium owners, that road. So they need to be able to have its access. They have to have access to it as well, because it's platted condominium. So you can see how severe the topography is. See, that's why it's deceiving. You look at the ground, you go, oh, that's a lot, but really, it's zoom out, Scott, so they can see what's going on. I know you've seen it, and you're aware of the property, but it's very limiting.
I don't know if this would help.
So, Mike, if that's the case, I mean, I agree with you. It's probably going to be duplexes and all that. Why can they not just, why could we just not go to R2?
These are questions you're asking about how blue-green. You got to think about how their legal components work for selling timeshare, and that I'm not aware of. But if they call and say, we need to have R3, because that's all their property zoned R3, there could be requirements internally with their corporation that require that.
I understand that, but we're here to try to...
I know, but I don't have a good answer for you, and I don't want to lie to you.
No, no.
But that's all I can think of.
Do you
think you'd have the ability between this meeting and the county commission, because the county commission has found out they can look at a lower zoning if they talk to the representative. So that at least you could answer, because they might would have that same question, whether you would accept. You heard it in one of the previous applicants.
Oh, and I can answer some of these questions better as well.
Okay. Well, you're a party to the case, actually. You're part of the representative. Yeah, you can come up and talk. I mean, you're a party to the case, so we'll get you signed.
I don't know if anybody had any questions, but you did specifically ask why R2 or why R3 and not R2. And we can only put two units in one building with R2, whereas if we wanted to put a third based on the topography, we wouldn't be able to do that. So the intent currently is not to build anything monstrous, anywhere even close to what you would see at any of the other properties. It is a very different property where we do have existing single-family homes that are also a party to this project. So.
Can we get your name before you step down?
Alicia Feigenberg.
Okay, thank you.
So I think what I heard you say is that if you could on some piece of property, you might consider more than a duplex. You might have a triplex or however. Is that correct?
It's currently not in the plan. I'm just explaining the difference between what the R2 and the R3 was for our planning purpose.
I know that. That's my question. This gentleman brought it up. And that's why we're pursuing it, in fairness to him. And
of course.
It appears that R3 wouldn't be necessary if we are going to be just duplexes and down. But it sounds to me like they want to keep the R3 just in case. And that's a little bothersome. Am I wrong?
I don't like right my jack. You know, the whole area out there, you know, is single families in R1, right?
Yes, in R1.
Yeah,
correct.
So I think it ought to stay compatible with what's out there. And the R1 tonight, the rentals out there, people are renting because they're kind of out in the woods, and they're supposed to be cedar and across everything, but they're kind of out in the woods. And you want to see a high rise behind it. And I know we've talked about the topography and how it's not, well, it may not be profitable or you know, economical to do that, but I'm a builder in my trade, and I know also that there's no problem that cannot be solved with property application $100 bills. And if you want to build a three-story multifamily out there, you can do her. And the way the prices are and things are, it wouldn't be economical now and everything, but next year it might be. And then we got a bunch of high-rise stuff out there where these people have their single-family nightly rentals. And it would not be beneficial to the area to change the configuration of the way it looks. So that's in R2, I. In R3, A. That's just where I'm at.
Understood. No, understood. Again, that's not our intent. Our intent is to keep with the current look and feel of the property. And our density doesn't increase at all from R1 to R3 for that matter. Our density would remain the same.
Say that again.
The density of the property would remain the same whether it were R1, R2, or R3. Our ability to develop beyond what the density is not leveraged based on the zoning. So our ability to build however many units is limited to the exact number that it currently is, even if we were to rezone to R2 or R3. So density is not in question here. Meaning if we're allowed to build 100 units, we're allowed to build 100 units today, and zoning us R3 would not give us any more than that current 100 units, and I use that as a ballpark.
It would change how you could stack those units up.
Correct, but we could only have so many units.
Yeah, totally.
Good.
to Scott for clarification, based on an up or down vote tonight on the R3, the planning or the county commissioners can vote to approve a lower.
Mm-hmm. That's what they were told, because they've done that, or they've approached that, and they had me approach the county attorney. He said yes, they do have the ability to go to a lower density than is requested. Of course, again, it's like tonight, they asked the applicant if they'd be willing to go to a lower zoning district. But I think yours is just per the applicant's request to send it to them.
And they could approve R3 even if it's denied tonight as well, right?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So
yep.
That's, I think, to get everyone to part to where they're comfortable right. Making mm-hmm. a vote that we're pretty close to
mm-hmm.
doing what that would be.
So since your chairman's quiet, Mr. Vice Chair, Mr. Stewart, would you want to ask for a motion to approve in a second, and then we'd get moved to the vote?
I think that would be suitable for this okay. occasion, and I would ask for that motion.
I'll make the motion.
Okay. Doug?
Second.
Second by Dave. Of course, you know what the motion to approve, a vote to approve, means
yeah.
that you pass to the county commission to approve R3. A motion against that motion to approve would be that you don't recommend that the county commission approve it to R3.
Yeah, okay. All right.
Do you want him to read the motion?
Yeah, we'll go ahead. I'll have him read that motion.
Motion to recommend approval of application number 23013 for amendments to the Taney County zoning maps. That's, yeah. Blue Green Big Cigarette LLC for the parcel located at. Do you need to read all the parcel?
No,
numbers?
Well, let's go Exhibit A. We'll put Exhibit A in the motion.
I'm read it off of that.
Okay. Yeah, that would probably be better. Blue Green Big Cedar Vacations LLC rezoned several parcels located at 769 Highway 86 Ridgedale. From NR1 single family nightly rental district to R3 multifamily parcel number 20-4-0-18-002-001-001.001.
And then including Exhibit A. We got those 23 in Exhibit A, which is your second page.
Oh, that's second?
Yep.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Okay. Got your motion and second? And
yeah. So we have the motion and the second on that. All in favor? All opposed?
One
motion
abstention.
Is denied. 7 with 1 abstention. 0, 7, 1 abstain. Okay.
Like a long way around to kill a mouse.
Thank you, gentlemen. Thanks a lot. Appreciate it. Thank you. You are.
Right. Right.
Thank you.
How they do business. That's what I mean. It's totally about ownership. Or at least that's what I started out.
Well, nobody liked the old zoning regulations, but it had been a lot easier to handle that one.
So my assumption is that the county...
Wrong
county.
Oh.
Well, I mean, this is my deal.
We're not done.
So I'm totally for R3 to give us flexibility.
Oh, yeah.
Flexibility.
Oh, yeah.
Well, I mean, it could be like, If you do R2, you can't do a fourplex, which doesn't make any sense. I couldn't say anything.